The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, this is Paul Stanley from KISS, and this episode of Radio Labyrinth has been produced by Sean Hall, Wendy Muller, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Chad Shepard, Leslie Norman, John Sutherland, Garrett Kemble, Mike D, Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, and Beth Van Elswick. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson from the Jacksons.
I'm Homer Simpson from The Simpsons.
The king of pop caught in controversy again.
These statements about me are totally false.
Last year, he angered Jewish groups when he sang these words.
Kill me, do me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kite me, don't you black and white me.
As I have maintained from the very beginning, I am hoping for a speedy end to this horrifying experience to which I have been subject. Totally false.
I just identify so much with children, the innocence, the beauty. I think that God is in the face of every child.
Yeah.
They are fun.
Wait, Wendy, I'm sorry we have to interrupt you. We're hearing audio now from the courthouse. Let's listen into the courthouse.
Santa Barbara, Santa Maria Division. The people of the state of California, plaintiff versus Michael Joe Jackson, defendant. Case number 1133603. Count one, verdict. We, the jury, in the above entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of conspiracy as charged in count one of the indictment.
Horrifying experience to which I have been subjected.
That's stupid!
Rolling around, sitting on doves, count my hours high on shrubs, cooling in my Escalade. Man, I'm paid, I got it made. Take me to your special place. Close your eyes, show me your face. I'm gonna piss on it.
That's stupid!
I was born to love, I don't even know.
Yo, get me with this! I can't help 30 years of my career!
Robert.
30 years of my career! Y'all trying to kill me!
We learned overnight that professional wrestler and South Jersey native King Kong Bundy has also died. Bundy, whose real name is Christopher Pallies, was born in Atlantic City and spent much of his life in South Jersey. He went on to appear in the World Wrestling Federation, now known as WWE, for two separate stints. Bundy gained national attention for acting roles in commercials, movies, and television. There's no word on what led to his death. He was 61 years old.
That Green New Deal that Farrakhan loving, I don't even remember her name. The bug-eyed that looks like a realtor. She got them realtor eyes.
I'm the boss.
That's
how
right.
About that?
Says who?
You don't suppose maybe they got any clothes on board we could steal, do you?
For the first time since I know you, you are showing a gleaming of intelligence.
I am with you.
Just because we are waterheads does not mean we are evil people. We do not live under the bridge. We live in a house close to the bridge. And we will not hurt you. Please come and see us. Thank you.
I am with you.
This is Radio Labyrinth, Season 4, Episode 10. And we are breathing. And we are relaxing. Why are we starting the show this way? It's an enigma. Now let's all return to the innocence. The pears are falling back up to the tree. The unicorn is running backwards. Let's all get boners while we dance with sorority sisters. Wait, what? Oh, yeah, that's what happened when this song came out. That's right, the great enigma returned to innocence. Hi, my name is Tim Andrews. There's Jeff Leba.
Howdy.
Autumn Fisher.
Hi.
In studio.
Yeah.
Emotion.
There's a fat lady getting pushed into the ocean.
I still hear Autumn's kids yelling in the background.
I know.
For some reason.
Well, she brought her kids. They're underneath the board. Yep, there they go.
I don't want to, Mom.
You've had this song, by the way, has been stuck in my head because you brought it. Wouldn't you bring it up yesterday?
I don't know if it was yesterday or today.
Yeah, you brought it up on the Von Essen Doctrine yesterday, and it's been stuck in my head, and figured we'd open the show with that. Hey, by the way, tonight's show is brought to you in part by Hoffsauce. That's Hoffsauce. Get 15% off with the code RADIOLAB15.
No spaces.
No spaces. This isn't RADIOLAB.
How much are you giving me if I just chugged this whole bottle right
Ten
now?
10 cents. That's right. 15% off with code RADIOLAB15. No space. Just go to hoffandpepper.com. HOFFANDPEPPER.com.
Hoff and pepper.
Hoff and pepper. It's good hot sauce. Mmm.
It is really, really good hot sauce. And you have it at your house, right?
I do. Both the green and the red.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you to our corporate sponsor. We have a bunch. Monday Night Brewing and Atlanta Pizza in Euro. We'll tell you more about them later because I decided we're going to stop doing the Joe Rogan thing here at the beginning of Radio Labyrinth. And also, brand new this week, Jason Chappell, whose company is Resource Environmental Group, LLC. He's a geologist and an environmental consultant. So if you're out there listening and you need one of those, don't let his group name fool you. It's just him. He's currently working on a contract basis with another firm, but looking to expand. He conducts environmental site assessments, phase one and two, and underground storage tank closures and post-closure corrective action.
I hear he's the best.
He is. Oh, yeah. Feel free to weigh in, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know more about this stuff than I do. RCRA and Superfund site assessments.
Yeah.
Now, Superfunds are the damages left behind when superheroes fight alien invaders, like in Batman
Somebody's
versus Superman.
Clean that stuff up.
I know. But it's good for the economy in some ways.
Someone needs to assess
it. So much
it.
Loss of life.
Well.
Yeah, they got to have somebody, like a resource engineer, come in and do the assessment of what all needs to get done.
That's right. And how do they determine how much life has been lost?
Well, they don't do that. They go ahead and clean up all the cement and take it to the island and go through and get the metal out and recycle it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good. We need that.
Yeah, just, you know, hey.
And he's a geologist, so he can extract the vibranium.
Yeah, the vibranium and the krypton.
And the unobtainium.
Kryptonite. Adamantium.
I think the unobtainium might be in there, too. And we don't know that unless we get,
really, gotta get
Jason
a
there.
So hang on. There's more. he is also an environmental consulting firm in the greater Atlanta area. For more information, contact Jason Chappell at REGLLC@ATT.net. So there you go. Thank you very much, Jason. We're very happy to have you. So,
some people out there might be looking for some
seriously, like, if you are looking for something like that.
Yeah. Like, they're like, how do I find a resource environmental group or a geologist who can consult my environment?
Yeah.
I need someone like that. What are you looking, the phone book for that? No.
No. We don't know anything about that. Phone book. Nobody looks
at the phone
book.
If you own a house, though, and you got to pull up that tank in your backyard for whatever reason,
close it up.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. All right. Well, see you later.
Bye.
Keep a cannon.
Lots going on. I guess we have the trifecta of deaths. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I want to talk about, did you guys watch Leaving Neverland yet?
I wanted to take this opportunity to let you guys know that Michael Jackson has been molesting my ears since 1958.
But you've enjoyed it?
60.
Yeah, well, since he started in 58, but I didn't start.
Did he really?
Oh, that's when he was born.
Oh, 58. Holy shit. So he made it
so to... since 1969, he's been molesting my ears. Just the ears.
Your ears are very pretty.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Show me that.
I never liked Michael Jackson music.
You never, ever, any of it?
Never once.
None of it.
None of it.
You didn't like Jackson 5?
Nope.
Come on.
Jackson 5 are okay.
You don't have a
regular Michael Jackson. No, never cared for it.
That's weird to me that you didn't... You didn't even like 70s Michael Jackson?
Nope.
Yeah. What, Thriller, like Rock With
like
You?
The album that everybody loved, I hated.
Oh, my God.
No, Jeff.
I knew he was a monster even then.
You didn't know he was a monster. No one knew he was a monster. Oh, he wasn't a monster, by the way.
Yeah, what about 90s Jackson? Don't you remember the time?
How about that song you wrote about the Jews?
Which one's that?
Jew me, sue me, blah, 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 blue, blee, kick me, me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on. How could you not like
a little bit of Ben?
You just don't like looking at him?
No, I just never cared for it.
This song's about a rat.
I don't care.
Oh, we're going to listen to it. I think it's good.
Listen to this gentle little soul. No
more. Little one. You my little one. Hey, little one.
Listen.
That's right. I had his ass chemically castrated, so he'd be singing like that till he the day he died. I'm gonna go beat his ass. Yeah, he had a great voice. So, Leaving Neverland is an expose show that's on HBO right now. A two-part show. I guess it's, what, about 4 hours, correct?
Yep.
And I've watched the entire thing. How about you, Jeff?
I did, too, and I watched the Oprah thing also.
I did not watch the Oprah thing. So, why don't we talk a little bit about our thoughts and what it meant to you. Now, you didn't watch it, right?
Not yet.
But you understand what's going on, and you're invested in Michael
Jackson. A lot of people are saying, like, leave Michael alone. He's dead. Let him rest in peace, blah, blah, blah. But it's not about Michael. It's about these two guys.
The kids that were kids.
And it's about them. It's not about, I mean, of course, it's Michael Jackson that did this to them, allegedly or whatever, but.
Well, you don't have to say allegedly anymore. He's dead.
Yeah, but.
Well, it's still alleged, even if it's about a dead person, right?
They're going after Oprah. They're going after these guys. They're saying, oh, leave Michael alone, blah, blah, blah.
Well, so there's these two kids, right? Sorry, Wade Robson and James Safechuck. They were both part of a settlement, right? Or no, there was a Jordan Chandler was a kid that was part
Jordan
of the settlement.
Jordan Chandler was the kid that got the money.
Now, these kids didn't get any money, right?
No.
Because they exonerated him in court?
Right. Michael called them and asked them both to testify on his behalf in different trials.
Him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so they went in and lied under oath, saying that Michael never did anything with them.
They're saying that now they lied under oath.
Yes.
Now did they say how he convinced them?
Just because they loved him.
Right.
They still loved him even after they saw him with
even they still love him now.
That's how that kind of thing works, right?
Right, I guess, yeah. I guess. Now,
it's not always forceful, like rapey anything. Sometimes it is like we have this thing that we both do.
If you follow the progression in the story that these boys tell, mm-hmm. Let's just assume that everything they said was true and that Michael Jackson is a predator. He's okay. Calculated. He was very smart. He's very patient in how he did it, right?
Whether he was or...
Well, I'm just saying that he got in with the family and the family.
Right, but like kids like do this to each other.
Yes.
When they're kids, like play doctor and all that stuff. So even if it was just on that level where he has an emotional maturity of just a kid and these kids are messing around, that's what happened.
That's still molestation.
Yeah, but it's still molestation because, yes, he should have known better and, yes, he was an adult and all that.
But even when kids do it to each other, effects of that are... still felt, even, you know, like a lot of people think that they weren't molested because, well, me and the person were the same age, so no one was like a predator, mm-hmm. but it still was molestation and can affect your, you know, difficulty in relationships in the future or all kinds of things.
Yeah, absolutely. But Jeff's got a good point, but I'm talking about the mother and the father.
Yeah.
Both parents. And obviously the boy from Australia, who was that, Safechuck?
No, the Australian kid was Wade.
Wade Robson. Okay, so his father didn't appreciate any of this. The mother got starstruck and loved being a part of the family.
All the mothers got...
Yeah, but they left. This one in Australia left her husband and her oldest son behind, took her daughter and Wayne to California. And when they got to California, Michael was like, fuck you, I got a new kid. So the kid had to make it on his own. But he did. He groomed them. And he would call and talk to the parents and call them and talk to them every day, they allege in this movie. So I don't know. It's how do you obviously Jeff doesn't like Michael Jackson, but I love Michael Jackson music.
Yeah.
And say it was somebody that you really liked. Would it affect you? Would you stop listening?
Yeah, probably.
You would? You would never listen to him again if you knew about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like what if Robert Smith, you found out that he had raped a kid?
Yeah.
You wouldn't listen to The Cure anymore?
It'd be tough.
To me, I feel like even though Michael, let's assume that he did it.
You have to separate the art from the from
the, right. Is that possible?
But do you have to?
I mean, like Louis C.K., you got to separate the art from the person.
Well, I don't think what he did was that bad, so I don't have a problem with that.
The thing with Michael Jackson, and I mean, Louis C.K. is a different thing. That doesn't involve kids. But the thing with Michael Jackson, I feel, is he seems like a broken person.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easier to sort of think he's not a monster. What he did was obviously wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And shouldn't have been allowed. There were a lot of faults with the parents letting this continue, not protecting the kids from this situation. But because it seems like Michael was this sort of fragile, broken person to mm-hmm. me,
yeah.
that it's almost like that at that point, I can separate the art from the man because I don't feel like he's this monster. There are people who are monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I could not separate
to any of that Charles Manson music anymore.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like Charles Manson is a crazy, crazy person.
Yeah.
It seems like Michael comes from this broken place where some people just come from like a deranged place.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't justify still enjoying something. Just like with the Chick-fil-A thing, right?
Right.
People don't want to go to this. People still sometimes stand on that platform. Like, I don't go to Chick-fil-A because they are against gay marriage or whatever they're against with gay people. To me, I feel like that's their religion and that's what they're doing. And so that's what they believe in. So that's fine.
I'm still going to eat that sandwich.
They're not monsters.
The waffle fries from the company.
Yeah.
They're not monsters. You don't see Chick-fil-A behind those religious fanatics.
No,
saying that,
Chick-fil-A does more good than any other fast food company.
They set up like scholarships for their, and you know, gay people work at Chick-fil-A. It's not like they don't. Exactly. So that's what I mean. Like, we've talked about this too with Louis C.K. and with all these sort of Me Too movement things and, you know, people coming out against people. It's all about intent, and people aren't really interested in intent. And I feel
context
or intent. And I feel like if we look at the emotional age of Michael Jackson and how he behaved and what happened to him. And I think I said it on The Doctrine where it was, if he hadn't have had this wealthy childhood and wealthy adolescence and then wealthy adulthood and had all those yes men around him and nobody from the old neighborhood telling him, like, what are you doing?
Right.
Then he probably would have gone on to, like, secretly look at child things, you know what I mean, and become, like, a creep.
Well, because of who he was and because of that innocence about him.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, people would look twice, but then ignore it because, right. Oh, it's Michael Jackson. He wouldn't hurt anybody.
He was exactly. And he was able to sort of flex that I'm a child muscle because everyone just thought he was this like whimsical, interesting artist. And because he was so talented, like that guy who beat up Rihanna.
Chris Brown.
That was swept under the rug so fast. She was like black and blue up.
Shit beat out of her.
And he's beaten up other girls, but still we're like, he's singing the Wrigley's gum jingle and stuff, and he's getting work. And I liked a video from him that he put out with like this white rapper. I thought it was funny, but that's all forgiven. It's like if someone's super uber crazy talented, then we just forgive it. Well, and if they're like black people sometimes.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
That some people don't want to come out against someone of color because then it's like, if you're a white person and you think that someone like Chris Brown.
Well, you heard Robin Roberts say that about when she interviewed Jussie Smollett. Her main concern before anything was not wanting to aggravate her subgroup of the culture.
Right.
And that's everything. So I get what you're saying, but it is. Your first concern is I don't want to upset anybody instead of I want to tell the truth.
Right.
And if you guys listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, you don't?
I mean, if he has somebody on that I like, I'll try and suffer through it, but I can't sit there for 5 hours.
Wow.
It's a lot of...
Do you like elk meat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Butcher box.
Yeah, you want to come up to Wisconsin?
I think the Kevin Smith one was probably the last one I listened to.
That was a good one. I listened last week to the Alex Jones one, which was amazing word salad weirdness. But this week he had on Jack Dorsey of Twitter, and it kind of goes along with what we're talking about. And they... Not only Jack Dorsey, but Tim Pool, who is a journalist, and I mean, he's probably not in the wheelhouse of Radio Labyrinth's audience because he just goes out and covers events and reports as neutral as possible. But the main questions that they were asking of Jack Dorsey and the woman that he brought with him, who is the head of the department that decides whether people can stay or get banned from Twitter.
Oh,
and they're both up talkers, which is seriously annoying.
Yeah,
but to be in a position of a high corporate level like that and to be an uptucker and to over-explain. Ew. Basically, their point is what they decide to do as far as censoring talk and information. So it's kind of the same thing, you know. It's all this talk about what's okay to say, what isn't okay to say, who can say it, who can't say it, where they can say it.
I met this very eccentric older couple. Mm-hmm. They were like artsy.
Were you guys swingers?
Yeah, I was at a Keeble party.
Sweet.
I totally got it on with the dad. He wanted it in the butt and I gave it to him. They both talked about foster parenting some kids or something.
Yeah, they were fostering as seniors.
I don't really know exactly when, but they were just telling me the story of how they were like helping this kid or whatever. And he came from this poor part of Chattanooga and he was getting in trouble at school for things like cutting in line at the water fountain,
mm-hmm.
and sort of not following certain sort of social rules. And I thought that they were going to continue and say that they were helping him learn sort of these like how to get on in this in society type of behavior. But instead they were like, how can we expect him, you know, to do stuff like that where he comes from? It's like, you got to get in there. You're not going to get anything.
Right.
You know, and that's, they were like fostering that. Like, how can we tell him that he has to follow the rules when he comes from this sort of environment? And I'm like, that's how you teach him to live in the society or else he's always going to be.
Well, they don't do that anymore. People, they don't do that anymore.
So that's what I mean. It's like taking that approach, like, it's that sort of white savior thing where, you know, poor black people, they just have it so bad that they, you know, we can't expect them to play at this upper level where white people are. No, ma'am. We are all in the same, like some people are in shittier levels than others.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not trying to say that racism doesn't exist. Obviously it does. But when you look at things through the viewfinder of everything is coming at me because of my skin color, because of my gender, because of my sexuality, because, then everything
because
will be seen in that way.
Because of all the things
way.
He was.
Yes. No.
Autumn's viewfinder looks like when you're doing hand binoculars, just so everybody out there knows. Okay.
I did it literally all right. to my face. I'm so sorry I went off on
that. No, it's great. So let's move from Michael Jackson to the other big scandal.
Shut up, Autumn, so that we can
Who
get
said
on.
Shut up?
Nobody I feel
said
bad because I was doing a
no,
lot
but
of talk.
I believe those guys, and it's sad what happened to them. And
well, not to be outdone, Jeff, I now believe that Michael Jackson molested kids. I'm going to go on to... No, I don't get to go on today's show. We're CNN, okay. No, HLN?
No.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I love Michael. He never touched me, but gosh, I believe those kids now.
Corey Feldman is unfuckable. That's why Michael Jackson never touched him.
Ew, you're really ugly.
you seem dirty.
You seem very dirty, like when you brought down the gift certificate
like
in that
this,
McDonald's
it's
commercial.
Like, it's like those two kids were doing the same shit Corey Feldman was doing.
Yeah.
Because they loved Michael Jackson, and they defended him, and now and Corey Feldman loved him, and he's defending him, whether... He actually diddled with him or not.
You're too old.
The kids that he did this stuff with really loved him.
Are they gay?
Protected him.
No.
Neither one of them's gay.
Neither one of them.
Just curious.
I don't think Corey Feldman
has the banging angels.
He literally did 2 days ago. I mean, all week long, I follow him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's all caps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe my friend. You know, it's hard for me to think of Michael any other way.
Macaulay Culkin, too.
Macaulay Culkin didn't try to get on TV with it, though.
No.
Yeah.
Culkin says he didn't touch me. I believe Culkin. Why would he lie about it?
No. But that's what, I mean, it makes sense for him to sort of make these kids love him.
Right.
Because that's what I mean. I feel like Michael Jackson was not, he was a predator and he obviously did this butt, or maybe.
He did do a butt.
He tried to do one of those kids' butts, but the kid wouldn't have it.
But it's, I mean, I just feel like he was this broken bird and not an evil predator.
I got Tamir Yovis' daughter.
What was that?
That was for show.
You oh, hell not yeah. Alone. Remember they did that video? Right. I am here with you.
It was what?
It was for show for PR people.
Oh, around
put
that
the whole
time.
Thing together because of the lawsuit and all that stuff.
What lawsuit? Oh.
The
one he settled.
What's it good for Lisa Marie?
Yeah, she got a chunk of the money.
She wanted some of that money.
Yeah,
and she, you know, she tried to have a recording career.
Do you remember that weird Elvis song she came out with, where she was like doing the moves, like it's this is just innate in me. I just was like passed down in my genes to wiggle my hips like this. Shut the fuck up.
Speaking of weirdos and freaks.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid.
R. Kelly exploded this morning with Gayle King on the CBS, whatever the fuck they call it.
They're coming after him. He better start doing propofol.
Propofol? Yeah. They are coming after him. Do you think he really did a bunch of shit and they're coming after
fuck
him?
Yeah, he did.
Or do you think, okay, good. Because I think he probably did. But why'd they let him get away with it for so long? Who did he piss off?
Because he's R. Kelly.
Yeah, but why now? I mean, for so long.
What do you think? It was just the same as Weinstein.
Well, that R. Kelly thing, that Dave Chappelle bit came out in either 2003 or 2004.
R. Kelly wanted to kick his ass out.
Yeah.
I want to piss on you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a long time.
Drip.
And that video where he's peeing on that girl or whatever, and he never got in any trouble for that.
How old was she?
He said it wasn't him.
Oh,
and
okay.
They couldn't prove it
wasn't him. And now, you know, this is what bothers me about this, though, is that it took a reality show to get anybody to take a look at it legally. So there's a reality show, and then after the reality show, all these people go and do their media tour. Then he gets arrested. So I think everything is kind of...
Well, it's because Stormy Daniels' lawyer gave him that tape.
Okay.
I don't know how he got his hands on that tape, but he had that tape with the 14-year-old girl.
So maybe there's one thing he did right?
Right.
That guy's kind of skeevy, but most lawyers like that are skeevy.
But the law says you have to turn it into police if you have lawyer confidentiality, but if it's child porn, you have to.
So I wonder what's going to happen to him.
Jail. He's going to get on that propofol real quick.
I mean, that outburst was interesting.
Yeah.
I can't read it personally. Like, you know how
women in black Twitter do. They say that's how every black male acts
when they're wrongly accused.
No. When they know they're caught in a lie.
Really?
I don't believe that because that's like
that's how everybody does. They get mad and trying to.
But no. I looked at it on Twitter and there was all these women and you know I find the sites where people tweet these and African American women were pissed and you know I've seen this look before. I've seen this act before.
I trust that.
But that's not exclusive to African American men. I've done it.
When you're wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get mad at other people when you know you're wrong.
Like a baby.
Yeah. Like a child.
Like
absolutely
a child.
Like a child. I feel like
that's
a child.
True.
I reduce myself to that shivering jelly glob.
Yeah.
Jeff's never wrong, so he doesn't.
No, I'm never wrong.
So.
Yeah, maybe that has to do with like growing up in your own childhood and feeling helpless and how you were treated when you were in the wrong and maybe you felt like you couldn't sort of be vulnerable enough. So instead, you go back to that place and you like flip out.
Yeah. I remember one time I was going to go.
I'm a psychologist.
I was going to go shopping. This was in 1994. I was going to go Christmas shopping and my friend was going to drive me to Elmira from where we lived, which is 30 miles, whatever. And I couldn't find my wallet. And he was in a hurry because he was a substitute teacher.
Why are you hanging out with a substitute teacher?
Mark. Anyway, this was a long time ago. This wasn't like last week. This was 1994.
He was grooming you, man.
He was. Oh, I'm going to take your pants off. That's what Mark sounds like.
That's okay. I don't mind. I trust you, Mark.
But, okay. So he's just watching me. I completely
tore your room apart?
I melted. I tore my room apart, screaming, throwing shit. And then I found my wallet in my coat pocket. But I snapped out of it. You ready?
Oh,
and then I hulked out on my car.
Yep.
All these rage issues, but you do you regress.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear because I don't relate to that crazy shouting hysterical.
Yeah, some people shut down.
Yeah,
he probably already tried the you can believe me or don't. I don't care.
Yeah,
gambit. I don't care if you believe me or not. That's like the first.
Yeah.
The first line of defense when you know you're in the wrong.
Well, I keep saying this phrase because I love it. If it's hysterical, it's historical.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when people are flipping out and it seems a little much, then maybe it has to do with something in your past and not in their past, the person who's freaking out in their past.
Hmm.
I'm a doctor.
You are a doctor. Do you play one on TV?
Yes, I have had 8 years of medical school.
Dr. Autumn Pinsky.
That's right. PhD, FFC, FDMA. I don't know. DDS.
Baby, what do you think about R. Kelly?
Oh, baby, I just feel like...
Do you mind if we do a little bit of this, Mr. Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Why didn't he come talk to me, Daddy?
Who, R. Kelly?
Yes.
Well, you're a little too old at the age of 25.
Ooh.
This is Vanilla Bean and Chocolate talking about the latest scandals in Hollywood. Hollyweird.
I like it in Hollyweird, baby.
That's right. Now, R. Kelly, he in trouble. He like to shoot golden rain all over them pretty young girls. Now, I got a problem with them being underage and all, but ain't a little golden rain ever hurt nobody.
Put them salty honey nuts all over my back, baby. Ooh, with the chocolate.
How am I going to piss on your face if my nuts are on your back?
I like it back there, baby.
You like the heavy weight of my thick, veiny, white people penis.
I'm going to get Tayson Day to record a golden rain song.
All 4.5 inches of electric dynamite probing your backside.
Ooh, my bony booty like it, baby.
What do you think, Michael Jackson? Now, I myself have been a longtime fan of the Michael Jackson. The Jackson 5. Mm. I saw the Jackson Victory Tour when it was just the Jacksons. I even went and saw Jermaine Jackson at a county fair one time.
I was always partial to Tito, Daddy.
You like rough trade.
He likes it rough, and so do I.
You like a big burly Jackson to give you all. You know what they called him back in the day?
What?
Jackson 9.5.
Ooh, baby, don't tell me anymore. I'm going to melt.
That's why I'm Jackson 3. By the way, the Chocolisha... The Vanilla Bean and Chocolisha show is brought to you by Extenso, the number one penis rub cream that make your dick look a little bit bigger because it glistens in a light.
Make sure you got a candle. I can help you rub that cream on your dick, Daddy.
Any gas station nationwide.
Yeah, that's right. And you can also brought
next
to you
to
by
the ginseng, baby. Ooh.
Also brought to you by Canada Dry chastity lock devices that you put on your penis in case. Yeah, tended to stray.
I'm going to find that combination with my tongue, Daddy.
No, baby, you done locked me up so nothing can happen while you out with your man.
I thought you were wearing the chastity belt, baby.
This is brought to you by Cucks or Us.
Cucks.
Stop by any participating Cucks or Us and get yourself a free chastity belt and pegging kit. Yeah. Vanilla Bean likes it in the bean shooter.
I want to put a probe down your
This is she's starting to be as clever as I was when we started doing this bit. Sex. So anyway, Vanilla Bean and Chocolisha say that Michael Jackson, while maybe guilty of touching them kids,
he's definitely dead, though.
He's definitely passed away, deceased.
That's all right with me, babe.
But I got to say,
the deader the better. That's what I've always said.
Yeah, she likes him stiff.
Ooh, rigor mortis up all up in that.
Yeah, this is getting a little disgusting. But let me just say this about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, you may be gone from our hearts and minds and faces. You may have molested a whole bunch of kids that we do or do not know about. But Thriller's still the best album I ever owned in my life. And I'm never, ever, ever going to throw it away, my friend. I still play it on my cassette deck. But to them kids, man, you shouldn't have lied. You should have gotten that money. Y'all could have been like Bobby Bonilla getting $1 million a year until you're dead.
You could have gotten a caramel sundae like this, Daddy. Ooh.
Baby, them nipples are stretchy.
Yeah.
And also to R. Kelly.
Silver dollars.
Straighten up and fly right, R. Kelly. Admit it.
She doesn't have that dinner plate nipple syndrome.
Well, one of them is larger
my
than the other.
Are
it's a little distracting.
My nipples are bigger than my breasts, Daddy.
That's right. It's like somebody put two pinatas on top of a bowling ball. I don't know what I'm talking about. This is Vanilla Bean and Chocolisha doing a bad transition out of this awful bit. Thank you, Vanilla Bean and Chocolate.
Yes, thank you.
They're always the top.
I have to close my eyes because I'm not in person when I do that. And I do a lot of like, I do a lot of rubbing. And so I had to close my eyes. And like,
I heard a song the other day I thought would be perfect for Vanilla Bean and Chocolate. I should have written it down. I can't remember what it was. There was a lot of baby in it. I can't
is it an old song or
a
new song?
No, it was an old song.
Baby.
Yeah, I'll remember sometime.
Baby, baby, baby. Ooh.
Oh, that's Justin Bieber.
I call him JB.
I found a whole bunch of old Justin Bieber audio clips from when we pranked Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I found the two interviews I did, one with BBC 5 in London, and then another one I did with Irish radio, BBC Ireland.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So those are fun. And the guy yelling at me, what do you want anybody? What kind of element would be in that neighborhood? And I'm like, you know who they are.
For the Irish, it's like a whole different thing. It's like, what is it? The English.
Yeah.
It's, what is it? A, you know, Japanese person.
What do they want? What, you don't want Justin Bieber in your town?
Turks.
What's wrong with Justin Bieber? I don't know.
I heard this story where Justin Bieber went up to John Mulaney, who was all depressed and sad, mm-hmm. and he was carrying all these papers, and Justin Bieber like scared him and like was like blah, 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 at him, and he dropped all his papers, and then he laughed at him, and then all of the crew that was with him laughed at him. While he was like picking up the papers, and then his handler was like, come on, JB, we're going to be late. We got to go. And they just left him. And John Mulaney was like, listen, he was a kid at the time, but if he ever did that again, I'd kick his ass. What an asshole.
You finally got the audio?
Yeah. I want to thank Jesse from WSB for helping me find that.
What's that from?
Seinfeld.
Who died? Hey, it's Marty Seinfeld. Who died?
Oh,
it's the raincoat episode.
That's right.
The raincoat episode.
Do you ever, when something's missing, do you say it like him, like, my wallet's gone?
No, I say a lot of things, but not necessarily.
I do a lot.
That.
My wallet's gone.
Where's that from?
When he was at the doctor and he was afraid that he was being stolen.
Oh,
from.
Yeah.
My wallet's gone.
Oh.
This is out of my demo.
You don't remember the show?
I remember it. My older cousin watched it when we were visiting her in New Jersey, and she was really into it.
I didn't like it. I liked Melrose.
Okay. I know who he is, and he's like a heartthrob, but for me, it did not reach me.
Jeff, what's your favorite?
I wasn't into 90210.
No? Did you watch Melrose?
Nope.
God, how could you not watch Melrose Place?
All right. Who else died? Skip it.
Hey, goddammit. Luke Perry, man.
I saw him at Dragon Con a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, even if you didn't watch 90210, he's iconic from that show. And also on John from Cincinnati, where he played a character on that show. And then Oz, he did a stint on Oz, which I assume was before John from Cincinnati. But he played a minister, a televangelist who embezzled. And he ended up going there. And the first thing he does is approaches Schillinger. And says, can I talk to you, man, about the Lord? Get your fucking hands off me. Oh, by the way, I've been working on an impression.
That show got canceled, too.
What, Oz?
That Schillinger show.
Oh, Clock.
Counterpart.
Counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you think of my Mike Ehrmantraut?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Keep going.
All right. I got to think of whatever. All right. Here's a dollar. Don't tell your mother.
It's good.
All right, 5 minutes, and then Pop's got to go to work.
Yeah.
It's I'll clean it up. It's my mess.
That's better. I like it deeper.
I'm sorry, I don't have a sticker
that's
on
what
my
I heard.
Car.
Sorry, that's the rules.
That's good. Yeah, he's so like, what? He kind of sounds sarcastic almost.
Sorry, those are the rules.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, did you end up watching? Thank you. I'm going to keep working. I talk to my cat like that. All right, Sherman, I'm going to get your mouse out, but I'm going to put it away so the dog
I created
can eat it.
This character on the way into work today. She speaks like this, and she's a millennial, but she's very fancy. She's an upper class.
She's from 1900 millennial?
Yeah, well, she's an upper class millennial, and I feel that if I perhaps read the Green New Deal in this voice, that perhaps people who don't like millennials would appreciate its concepts, because with a better way of speaking instead of the millennial, this and that and the likes and the whatevers, and maybe they would appreciate it speaking in this manner.
That's lovely. I think maybe perhaps you should probably do that right there.
Well, I shot it over to Eric, but he said it was so much like the erudite rednecks that he
That was
shot
very Monty Python
down.
Rednecks.
Rednecks. They do have like a weird like...
Yeah.
But yeah, I was speaking that way the whole time in the car.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. I had a lot of caffeine this morning.
All right, another person who died was the lead singer of this band, Prodigy. What was his name?
Keith Flint.
Yeah. Were you guys big Prodigy fans back in the 90s?
This was very much played on my 99X. Hey. And the video was weird where he was, you know, a fire starter in that tunnel.
It's weird. If you're a fan of, if you're a fan of the television show... on the animated show, The Venture Brothers, there's an episode where Dr. Venture gets locked in the lower basement part of his compound, And there's a group of children that were abandoned there by his father, so they were raised by a computer, and the only channel they had to watch on TV was VH1. So they dress up like video people, and there's one guy like this, he just runs around. It's a long way to go to talk about a TV show. This song is the only one I know, and I guess Smack My Bitch Up.
I love Smack My Bitch Up.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, so rest in peace, dude from Prodigy.
So he killed himself?
Yeah.
What'd he kill himself for?
People like to kill themselves.
It's over.
I guess.
And then Luke Perry had a stroke and then died afterwards, right?
Right.
Like five days later.
Yeah.
Days later.
I didn't know that he had had the stroke.
Yeah,
until
he had the stroke, dead. And I was like, usually when they're that bad, you don't come out of them. And then all you do now when you're 48 years old is go, fuck, man, that guy isn't much older than me.
Right. Yeah.
I guess that's just going to continue to happen. King Kong Bundy, WWE.
At least he was 61.
Legend was 61 years old from New Jersey. He was a cool guy in 80s. In 80s wrestling.
When he body splashed that little person, I think it was WrestleMania 3 or 4. That's yeah. Like the
funniest thing
moment in wrestling history.
Who did he smash? Doink?
I can't remember who it was, but Doink it was like WrestleMania 3 or WrestleMania 4, one of the really yeah. early ones. He body splashed this little person, and it was the funniest fucking thing ever.
Evidently, he was brought in along with Big John Studd to compete.
Because he was huge. Well, yeah, he was gigantic. And yeah. And then, on top of this little
well,
person.
Did you ever see Andre the Giant fight two dwarves?
No.
Or two little people, sorry. Yeah, he fought two of them.
Was he like 7-something, 500 pounds?
He was a little bit.
Yeah.
Everybody wanna be that. In other news, so rest in peace.
I just listened to an old love line with
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes, with Randy Savage, and he was talking about Andre the Giant and how, you know, he didn't spend any of his money, and that includes toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was really gross.
Yeah. I gotta wipe myself.
No, that Andre didn't. Macho Man.
Could be like Gilbert and get all that stuff in a hotel.
Yeah, like in the movie.
Fill your entire suitcase full of
under his bed, he has crates of that shit. Oh, yes. Yes,
oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Oh, Gilbert Gottfried's amazing. No, that's not good.
It was good.
Joined as always by my co-host, Frank Santopadre.
He liked my birthday tweet to him.
Did he?
Yep.
Wow. Hi, it's Gilbert Gottfried for the shoe genie.
Turn your headphones off.
Yeah.
Is there a cough button for my headphones?
All right. The first two... I can see that lost. The first two Picard cast members have been revealed, according to Superpowered Fancast. According
is that the name of the show, Picard?
Yeah, and Deadline. Actors Santiago Cabrera and Michelle Hurd.
Who that?
Have been added to the cast of the Untitled series, so I guess not.
Untitled.
But it'll focus on Jean-Luc Picard post-Starfleet. Oh. Details of the series are still under wraps, but the Deadline article describes the unnamed characters.
Star Trek Discovery people?
Oh, I love that lady. Michelle Hurd was on the original season of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. What?
Is this being done by the Star Trek Discovery people?
Yes.
The producers?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I think it is.
I hope there's no, like, action in it.
No, I...
You want to just be all in him in his ready room with his fish?
Come.
Earl Grey, hot.
Earl Grey.
Computer.
Please fix Discovery.
Yeah.
Well, Discovery's good. And
it isn't bad at all.
It's too much action.
Since
it's too much war.
Since what?
Anson Mount joined as Captain Pike. It's been really good.
Anson Williams?
No, the dude from Hell on Wheels.
Oh.
You know who I mean.
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm sorry.
No problem, Ehrman Trout.
Discovery's been really good this season.
I heard.
Not that I've seen it. I don't have CBS All Access.
Oh, fucking CBS. This is the problem. I get hooked on Survivor. I got hooked on last season Survivor when we were in Wisconsin and we were at Travis's parents' house.
New
and we watched it,
just
and I couldn't finish it because we left before the finale.
Oh,
and then
man.
We're watching it now at my parents' house and I'm going to go home and I'm not going to be able to keep watching because fuck you, CBS. I can't even watch it when my parents record it on their Xfinity DVR because it needs you to be hooked up to the same modem.
Yep.
These pieces of shit. I need to steal, and they won't let me.
Damn it!
Yeah, Comcast is really screwing you lately, too. Yeah. You can't, like, set you used to be able to set your DVR to record shit from like another computer, and you can't even do that anymore. Like, I can't such and such is going to be on Conan tonight. I want to tape it. And so I used to be able to just go on my computer and click record on there, but
record Conan.
You can't do it anymore.
Damn you.
While you're at it. What was the, there was some review of Star Trek where, maybe it was from Red Letter Media where they were talking about the that computer room that can like make anything you want.
Yeah.
Remember?
The holodeck.
The holodeck and what they would really be doing if that existed. Do you
They'd
remember
be
that?
Fucking, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, like, Picard is making like an ocean and there's a
9-inch double-sided dildo.
Please make a to scale replica of Commander Troy's vagina.
Yeah.
But that's what they're doing on Orville.
Yeah.
You've been watching the Orville.
No, I ain't quit.
It's picked back up. It's not that
good.
Bad. But they had an entire episode where their Klingon guy was going into the
holodeck,
the holodeck and having orgies and stuff with these other Klingon dudes. Not really Klingons. I forget what their race is called.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like to do the scale of Commander Troy and use her clitoris as a punching bag.
Yeah, they Yeah. The Orville's the real Star Trek.
I surf on her squirts. What?
And you accuse Adam of being too dirty.
Engage.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Set phasers for stun.
Set
inside the vagina.
Set phasers to stimulate.
I am fully functional.
Ooh,
programmed
I was
in
so hot for Data.
Multiple techniques.
Woo!
And he had sex with Crosby.
They had that storyline on the Orville, too, that the computer guy was banging the doctor on the Orville.
Then the last one I saw, the computer guy was at his home planet, with all of them.
It turned out they were bad
oh, really?
People. Well,
yeah.
Bad robots.
Is he still bad?
Yeah, they sorted it out.
Okay. Yeah, because he's screwing that chick from Larry Sanders' Show.
Yep.
This is the Larry Sanders Show.
That's not how it went.
Well, how's it go?
It's Gary Shandling
Show. Gary
Shandling
Show, darn
Larry
it.
Larry Sanders was just
Cut
live.
This out. Mark it. Cut it out.
No, I'm leaving.
I will not be made a fool of.
Hey, gang,
speaking
don't go
being,
away. What?
Speaking of being made a fool of, Autumn, have you started throwing cheese on your kids yet?
Yeah.
Man, if I had American cheese in the house, I would have fucking done it.
Who doesn't have American cheese in
me?
The house?
Me! Fuck American cheese!
Why?
Because
what's wrong with American
plastic
cheese?
Plastic and it's horrible.
Real.
I've seen some videos with some people doing like cheddar and stuff.
I have some VSOP Gouda. I'm just going to chuck it at my kids.
It's not as sticky as the American stuff. You really need a nice Velveeta.
It's a block of Parmesan.
Yeah. It's a wheel.
Yeah. Clunk.
I ran him over with this cheese wheel.
Yeah, I would do it. I don't have American cheese.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. It's so stupid.
There are some really funny ones, though.
There are. I like,
I
it
like
the
ones when the kids take it off and they eat it.
Yeah, the one
like,
kid. Yeah.
The kid just looks like, what the hell?
Yeah.
One baby's screaming, though, when they throw it at
That's
the kid.
That's not cool.
No.
That's there's, using your kids
there's
for
some funny ones,
reason.
But don't cheese your kids.
No.
Besides, cheesing is actually sniffing cat urine, so you can go to the heavy metal land with Cartman. And, no, not with Cartman, but with Kenny and...
Oh, the heavy metal land!
Yeah.
That was the
boob land.
That was so great. I love that.
They're just riding on that thing made of boobs.
Yeah. This is sweet.
Ugh.
Get comfortable.
Okay, gang, coming up this Friday, which is today, if you're getting this podcast and you're a Radio Labyrinth patron, you will be getting one or the other or both. We will be releasing, and maybe even by the time you've heard this, it will be out, the Clue, what do we call it? Go ahead.
Movie Club.
Every person in this room has the perfect motive.
Stand back!
For murder.
What do you mean? Murder.
But only one of these suspects is the murderer. Is it the timid Mr. Green?
Why are you screaming?
Because I'm frightened!
Of what?
Screaming!
Or the militant Colonel Mustard?
If I was the killer, I would kill you next.
Huh?
Said if.
Mrs. White, who helped her husband on his way.
What's a matter of life after death? Now that he's dead, I have a life.
Miss Scarlet, who's helped many men along the way.
Practice makes perfect.
Professor Plum, who's looking for a way.
I'm looking.
Mrs. Peacock.
This movie's from Airplane. This music's from Airplane.
No idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Recycled.
I'm determined to enjoy
Maybe
myself.
This is a fan-made.
Did the butler do it?
Nah.
Nah.
Paramount Pictures invites you to an evening of mystery.
Let us out!
Murder.
This is getting quite serious.
And madness.
In the movie that makes a scene of the crime.
Someone did it!
Clue. It's not just a game anymore.
All right, Autumn and I both watched this film, and we are going to record a one-hour recap, or whatever we call it.
Martin Mull did it.
Movie Club.
Yeah, the Movie Club. Well, more than one person did it, but it is the Radio Labyrinth Movie Club. Well, I will tell you why I do not like this movie at all.
And I will tell you why you're wrong.
And she will tell me why she likes it, not why I am wrong, because of course I am correct.
How can you not like it at all?
I mean, well, there's a couple things I like about it, and they're attached to Colleen Camp.
Even if you only like it for the Colleen Camp scene.
Oh, my God.
I'm frightened. I don't like the cognac.
Oh, in the whole movie is just her. I mean, it's a joke.
But the knife will go fill that into her back.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm
flattened of the dog.
How can people get access to that?
Check out patreon.com/TimAndrews and donate at the $10 level.
Right.
And once a month, we're going to do a movie club. I think we've done Coming to America.
Right.
And now Clue. And yep. I think the next one we talked about doing...
War Games.
Because fucking A, War Games is the best.
Yeah. And so we'll
Production Center Square.
Yes. And we'll also have... I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it would do any good. And then also this Friday, we are going to be releasing our next casting call, Chaos, where we will be doing a scene from the Jackrabbit Slim scene from
Pulp Fiction.
And we have a cast of characters. I believe we have Ozzy, and we have Roseanne Barr, and then we have one more character who is going to be a person that I do, and I forget who it was going to be. I have it written down someplace. It's not Caitlin.
I couldn't remember things we said 2 seconds ago this morning. Something's wrong.
Yeah, I know.
It's a tumor.
No, it's not.
I think
a tumor.
I got a tumor.
He's not a tumor.
Let's ask.
Oh, I know who it is.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman will be playing.
Mr. Potter.
Be playing the Steve Buscemi Buddy Holly role.
Mr.
Potter.
Mr. Potter.
Focus. Clear your mind.
Clear your mind. Yes, I like it.
Take it.
I don't know what that is because I'm not a child.
Oh, Eric?
Yeah.
Eric always makes fun of us for watching. You know what a pensieve is, right?
Right.
And you know that thing? You bring it out of your head with the wand.
Sure.
Yeah. That's how Harry found out about Barty Crouch.
I bring it out of my head with my Hitachi wand.
Bring it out of my asshole.
All right. Hey.
Hey.
Business time.
Yeah, business time in my asshole.
All right. So we're going to talk about another client, so let's stop that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Take it down. Be normal.
Take it down. Hey, thank you very much to our sponsor, Atlanta Pizza in Euro.
Yeah!
Yeah, you can totally go there and get some food. Okay, Atlanta Pizza in Euro is a longtime local favorite in Conyers. They serve the best pizzas, Euros, Italian beef sandwiches, hot subs.
Spaghetti.
Peschetti, lasagna.
And Greek salads
in a casual... relaxed setting.
Hey, how long have they been there?
Since 1983.
Wow.
You want to know where they are?
Yes, I do.
They're at 1565 Georgia 138 in Conyers, Georgia.
Hey, do they have free Wi-Fi?
They do have free Wi-Fi.
What about TVs?
They do.
You know what I like? Sometimes I like a beer, but sometimes I'm in the mood for a wine.
Well, guess what? They have both.
Hey, I have a really large group I want to go to dinner with. Could I have that there?
Absolutely. They All have right. flexible seating for large groups. Calling ahead is recommended, but guess what? It's not required.
Sweet. How many days a week are they open? Just like 2?
7.
What? 7?
Not in a row. Was that Stephen Wright? Monday through Thursday, they're open from?
11 to 9.
Friday, they are open from?
From 11 to 10.
Saturday, they are open from?
12 to 10.
And Sunday from 5 p.m.
to 9 p.m.
You can find them on social media that somebody deleted, so let me scroll back up to the top.
No.
It's down there.
No, it isn't.
Oh, that's the Twitter.
It's at the very bottom, social media.
Oh, it is?
Facebook.
Oh, there we go.
Twitter.com/ATL Pizza Euro, G-Y-R-O.
Okay.
Check it out. They were so nice. They hosted us.
Yes.
And they were so kind.
We
and
had
so
a great
generous.
Time there.
Yes.
So.
They made some custom pizzas for us that were delicious.
Yes.
And the owner is, we sort of Facebook message sometimes our pictures of our bread that we make.
Yes.
Because he's getting into bread baking.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's a really cool guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
We also have Monday Night Brewing. Let's
Yay.
Do that one. Brewed in Atlanta and served where?
All over.
Mm.
Atlanta.
All over Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama.
Yes.
Am I supposed to check out both Monday night tap rooms in Atlanta? 670 Talbert Avenue.
Traybert Avenue, Northwest.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm here to hype you. You're supposed to do
all right. 670 Traybert Avenue, Northwest and West Midtown. And at The Garage, 933 Lee Street in Southwest Atlanta. Go ahead.
Do they have award-winning craft beer?
Well, they have a variety of award-winning craft beer. You don't want to miss their $4 Pint Wednesdays, which is every Wednesday from 4 to 9 p.m. at The Garage. Or Throwback Thursdays, where $12 gets you a pint glass and tickets for 6 tastings.
That's awesome.
That's Thursday nights from 4 to 9 p.m.
That's tomorrow.
Uh-huh, in West Midtown. Well, it's not tomorrow. Keep the party going.
Yesterday.
Never let the party end. Keep the party going. Sign up for the Monday Night Brewing newsletter at mondaynightbrewing.com/radio, which is our little page. That way they'll know how many people are going there and how effective our message is. So click on it.
Yeah, so help out our sponsors. This is how we keep going.
Yeah.
This is how we keep people here. I mean, we want to support
like
the people
too.
That support. Yes. We want to support the people who support us.
And when we have Aaron Williams on the show soon, I want to talk about doing a meet and greet there for patrons.
I had a Monday night beer at the Gin Blossoms concert last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Who'd you go to that with?
Hey, Jesse.
Dan Carroll. Yeah.
You went with Dan Carroll from Dragon Con, our good friend.
Jesse. Newly engaged Dan Carroll.
That's right. That's what I was getting to. Congratulations, Dan Carroll.
Congratulations.
He's been supporting Radio Labyrinth since the beginning.
Cool.
And and so I'm very happy for him. Hopefully we'll see him again soon. Will we have him on to talk Dragon Con, or is he done with that?
No, I'm sure he'll be on again, but they're going to be looking at houses and all that stuff.
Oh,
so.
That's
all
so
right.
Neat.
He might be your neighbor now, Tim.
Oh, that's right. He's looking in my town.
Yeah.
All right. So, Autumn, you want to read the Ask Us Anything?
Sure. So our first Ask Us Anything is from Sean Hall, and he had the suggestion to post who our guest lineup is going to be for the future.
Okay.
And I thought that was a no duh.
A no duh.
Yeah.
And
a great suggestion. So, Sean, thank you so much. I did put it up on our Radio Labyrinth page, so you can check that out. I'm going to try and update it if anything changes.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's through the 1st of April that we have it set up. So, if you want to ask us or anybody that's a guest coming up, you'll have to go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and donate at the $5.
I think it's $1.
That's casting.
Okay, well, you figure it out.
I don't remember. Go check
just
it out.
Just go look at
it.
Yeah, we don't know. What does he mean by March 13th equal? We talk about the latest. Oh, I see what he's saying.
He was saying wants to know who's coming so he can prepare.
Okay. Yeah. So thank you, Sean. That was really smart of you. Okay, and then
Rusty Weinberg
is very sweet. He says it's not really a question, but he does say he loves my podcast called One Topic with Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just very complimentary. I don't have to read the whole thing.
I think you should read it. It's a sweet and funny one-hour show.
As well.
Yeah, everybody
thank
that we
you.
Talk to likes it. So
I wanted to talk to you about how I stole an espresso machine.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. We'll get to that
okay,
in a
we'll
second.
Get to that.
Based on your podcast.
So,
by the way, you're just too cute when you control the mic and speak what's going on in your goofy head. And I mean that with lots of love.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rusty.
I saw this on the sheet here. Jeff stole an espresso machine.
So our last episode was about theft, and everyone has had I don't think there's anybody who hasn't stolen something.
I have.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially as a kid, you're just testing out sort of what your limits are.
And I want shit I can't afford.
Right. You do it now?
No. I did then.
One time I stole something, and the guy I was with stole it from me.
What was that?
I stole some typing paper.
And who stole it from
you? From the drugstore. And then our friend Nick witnessed me steal it. And then when we got outside the door, he's like, give me that paper. I'm going to tell you stole it.
What were you stealing typing paper for?
Yeah, why would you steal
it? To draw, like art drawings and stuff.
Like to make a carbon copy?
Where'd you work that from?
No, I mean, it was like fancy typewriter paper. Okay. Kohl's Pharmacy.
You stole it. Kohl's was easy to hork stuff from.
Yep.
Especially Jom. Jeff was really good at horking Jom.
Horking Jom?
Horking no Jom.
You know what horking is, right?
Stealing. I thought it was stealing. What's Jom?
And then
Jom
is...
Somebody horked our Jom, eh?
Hork sounds like throwing up, like hork.
Nah, it's from
it's
Strange
like
Hawked,
but hork, but it hork. Comes from Stranger. Hey, who horked our clothes?
Somebody horked our clothes, eh?
Jom was, what do you call that?
Jack off material.
Yeah, Jom.
Oh.
So you had to hork Jom because they wouldn't sell it to you.
We called tampons Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Well, they look like that afterward.
Hey, Anna, do you have a Twizzler?
What?
No.
They don't?
No, they don't.
You have to take them out in a... Yeah. Clockwise.
Yeah, twist them as you pull.
You squeeze, and you twist, and you twist.
Do a kegel, and then twist.
That's right. And then you got a Twizzler.
What's the best way to get rid of a used tampon?
How?
Give it to a lesbian vampire so she can use it as a tea
No.
bag. Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's very gross.
So you stole an espresso machine?
I stole, quote, unquote, stole an espresso machine.
Okay, how's that?
I'm not going to say where.
Tell us how that happened. Trouble.
All right, so I had this 40% off coupon for a certain store that we're not going to mention.
Okay.
And I said I wanted to get this espresso machine, which is like a $200 mm-hmm. item. So I'm going to use my coupon. So I go to the store and I fill up my cart with this machine. And then I buy, you know, maybe like $50 worth of accoutrements, cups and espresso pods and all that
yeah.
stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got all the stuff in my cart, and then so I go to the front and they start ringing it up, and I've got the coupon sitting on top of the box of the machine because I want to use you can only use it on one item. I don't want them like
do it separately
using the coupon on my espresso pods and
right.
and not giving me the $100 discount.
So you're gonna have a separate purchase,
not a separate purchase, but I just want them to understand that this coupon goes with this machine. Not, you know, don't try and.
Okay.
Give me a $5 discount on some stupid coffee pods. So I got like two separate areas in my cart. So they ring me up and like everything's on the counter, but they didn't ring up the machine at all.
Mm.
And they bagged it up, put everything back in my cart, and they're like, okay, it's $60.
Right.
I'm like, this should be $260 or, you know, close to $200 probably. And I'm like, okay, well, I put my card in, I pay. I'm like, this can't be right. I don't know what's going on.
And I'm like, going with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go through these metal detectors or whatever at the door, and then, and I'm just gonna play stupid and say like, I didn't know, I didn't look at the whatever it was. And, you know, I'm just going to walk out, and if the thing buzzes or whatever, I'll just play stupid and be like, I'll pay for it. Okay.
Right.
So it never buzzed. I just walked right out, went out to my car, put it in, drove away.
Wow.
$200 espresso machine.
Wow.
While that is their fault,
I don't
it
know.
Was still as the I'm, onus as, was on you
yes,
to
as,
not be
definitely.
A thief.
As I'm driving away, I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on. Is this girl new? Does she not know? And is this going to come out of her paycheck, but I looked at the receipt. It's not on the receipt. She never.
It wouldn't
rang
come
up.
Out of her paycheck. No one's going to know.
It's not going to be out of her drawer because she didn't ring it up.
Right.
Right.
So
it's just going to be shrinkage of the store. Like, I mean,
and I'm sure they've got that covered.
And maybe this girl was mad at the store, or maybe.
Well, you maybe still stole. Yeah. You still stole.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to see what Autumn's take on it was, but
no, that's interesting. I feel like that's the way that I've done it, and it's not.
Is it justifiable?
Purpose. No, not at all.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying it's right.
Prepared,
I'm saying it's done,
totally
though.
I was totally prepared to pay with yes. my coupon, of course, my 40% off coupon.
Now, you should have said you didn't ring this up.
That's what I should right. have said.
But none of us do. None of us will. I mean, very few of us would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
but
probably.
But they put it in a bag and everything, too. So, yeah. I don't.
There's no but.
Maybe she was
it's
mad.
They
at,
put it in the bag.
Hey,
and
the only people
decide,
she's mad at the corporation. Maybe. I don't know what's going on with her, but that's on her.
The only people that lost were the corporation.
Right.
Right.
Faceless. I'm not going to name this corporation, but
it's a victimless crime.
Hills, right?
Yeah,
you did it at Hills.
So I did end up feeling kind of guilty about it. So I bought like the price worth of the espresso machine in coffee. From the website of the company.
Oh, see, I don't feel guilty. Yeah. I'm just like, well.
Well, that was his atonement. That was yeah. his. And that was what he did.
Well,
to...
I guess I'm not getting into heaven or whatever because I'm just like, well, they didn't ring up this cat litter because it was at the bottom of my cart. So, adios.
This thing wasn't at the bottom of my cart.
No,
just
I know.
Don't understand how,
I'm just saying,
how the hell it happened.
I do the same thing. I'm not trying to right. steal.
They didn't ring up this car, so their mistake.
I don't know if the salesman was mad at Toyota of Dunwoody, shit. But I just kept it.
I don't know what was going on. Maybe she was new and she just didn't know what she was doing. But
maybe she meant to, but she's absent-minded.
And if it had been on the receipt, I probably would have gone back in and said, hey, something happened. But it wasn't on the receipt, so I'm like, it's not going to come out of her drawer. She's not going to have to make it up.
Yeah. Dummy. It'll be fine.
She a dummy. Hey,
so now I have this new espresso machine if you guys want to come over.
Yeah, that's right. Party at Jeff's.
I don't want to take part in that. Thank you.
So it's
an accomplice.
All those espresso pods have been paid for.
I don't need your blood money.
Paid in full.
Don't need your blood money.
Yeah. Your coffee grounds aren't on my hands.
I'm going to go first on what everybody watched because okay. I didn't really watch anything. Million Dollar Listing. I watch that. My wife watches it, so I watch it with her and make fun of it. Clue, which I suffered through. Leaving Neverland, which was very brutal to watch. It's got to be a series on I should watch now, huh? Give me something I should watch. I guess Sean and Mike TV, they're the married couple that live in Stone Mountain.
Uh-huh.
Sean and Mike TV.
Mike TV?
Yeah.
From Willy Wonka?
From Willy
Wonka.
That's
Sean's wife, Mike TV. We used to call her Lisa, but her name now is Mike TV.
Really?
That comes from Sean. Call her Mike TV.
Am I coming in clear?
Yes.
Am I coming in clear?
Says I should be watching that show on Netflix everybody likes. The
Umbrella Academy?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess I'm gonna try to get into that.
I hear it's good. I just don't feel
it's
like
very
it.
Very good.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not binging it though. I'm like taking it slow.
I'm just not interested at all.
Well,
Ellen Page kind of bothers me.
So that's why I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
And I got to get over that because I just tweeted out yesterday, somebody's politics shouldn't influence what you do. Blah, blah,
blah. It's true. But I also don't like, what's that guy?
Tom Hopper?
Fighting around the world.
He's not
anyways,
in it, is he?
No, he's not. But what's his
Russell
name?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe. I don't like Russell Crowe.
Come on, Tugger.
And that doesn't have anything to do with his politics. I just don't like him.
Yeah, I don't
and
like
so,
him either.
Even if the movie's good, I'm not interested. It's kind of the same way with
Ellen Page. Heard you singing Russell Crowe songs.
Yeah,
I'm that way about Sandra Bullock. I can't watch anything with Sandra Bullock because I think she's terrible.
Oh, don't you like 28 Days or whatever?
28 Days?
Yeah, where she's in the rehab facility.
No, get out.
Oh, it's so great. She's a great smoker in that movie.
Yeah.
So watching Sex in the City makes me want to smoke because the way that Carrie smokes, it's almost like she chews it when it's like she chews her smoke.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't just smoke. It's like she opens her mouth after she sucks off of it. I don't know. It's great.
After she what?
Sucks off of it.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. In 28 Days, Sandra Bullock is like chewing gum and smoking, and it's just such an appealing way to smoke.
Okay.
And nice. I'm really obsessed with it, I guess.
All right. Jeff, what'd you watch? You said you saw the Gin Blossoms. How was that?
Gin Blossoms is great. They played the
all the hits?
Entirety of New Miserable Experience.
Good deal.
Love it.
And then a couple new ones.
Yeah. Did you go to the bathroom then?
No. I mean, they opened with like two or three new ones, and then they played the entire...
No, play the old stuff.
And then they played a couple more at the end. It was good.
Good.
I watched Walking Dead, of course, because I can't stop.
Mm. How's that been?
Creatively, it's been not that bad.
Yeah, it's been better.
These whisperers are cool foes. They're like, they seem like they're more dangerous because they've fucking killed everybody that's on the show. And they're about to kill more people, like old-time cast members.
I want to see just a condensed version of this season with the Whisperers. I don't want to have to like trudge through every episode. I just want like...
You have to wait till the end of the season.
Yeah. I want like the Cliff's Notes.
I'm looking for Larry, but I can't... I sent you that screen.
You said
there,
episode,
but I don't think
third
that,
episode.
The third. I watched that third
Ask
episode.
Him on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Larry.
I keep looking at his Twitter thinking he'd show a screen cap, but...
Hmm. Ask
not
him.
Not seen anything.
What else did you watch? Is that it?
And I watched all that Neverland stuff.
Crashing.
Yeah. Sad. Yeah, I watched Crashing, of course.
I'm not up to date.
Eve Plum was on Crashing.
Was she?
Yeah, she played like this Christian tour manager, and she had to fire Pete for saying
spoiler, Jeff.
Saying pissed.
Oh.
He said pissed on stage, and she's like, yeah, "I'm gonna have to fire you."
Spoiler! I'm so pissed. I'm pissed.
Yeah,
I like Eve Plum. I used to have a major crush on Eve Plum.
I forget who she is.
I kept looking at her like, "Who the hell is that?" And then the credits came on, like, and it said Eve Plum. I was like, "Oh my god, that's Eve Plum."
Yeah,
she got old.
She was the middle Brady sister.
Yeah.
Not Marsha, not Jan.
Oh!
Marsha.
Yeah, but I liked her in the 80s. I thought she was a painter, and I thought she was all hot and everything. What'd you watch, Autumn?
I watched Clue, just like you,
mm-hmm.
and this fun YouTube series called Oversimplified. They have a bunch of videos, but I watched Hitler Oversimplified, World War I and World War II, and it really did help me understand.
No, now you'll be able to communicate on the Von Hessler doctrine.
Yeah, like, man, France really did a bad job trying to contain Hitler, eh, guys?
Well, they didn't. That
Hitler was a bad guy.
He sure
the
was.
End.
Yes.
It made me understand poor Hitler, though, honestly. I know what to say.
Don't say poor
Hitler is weird. I know, but
You have to separate the art from the man.
Yeah, sorry. But then in this case, he was a shitty artist.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was interesting to find out. And you know, I'm into like people's past.
You're into
past.
Hitler?
I'm into people's
Schicklgruber.
Past. Influencing their present, and so it was interesting to hear more information about how Hitler grew up and
well,
what his
dad
was
an
like,
asshole
and how his mom, you know, over infantilized him probably, mm-hmm. and
Michael Jackson molested him.
Yeah,
and then what he did,
look
like
out, Hitler, I'm going to touch your uncircumcised wee wee.
So I just, it was really interesting, and I'm not saying.
What?
I'm not saying that poor Hitler. I did say poor Hitler.
You did
I didn't
say poor
mean
Hitler.
That. I meant as the child version of Hitler, poor Hitler, because he was a child at one point.
I've often thought if
but
you,
also a evil.
Would you go
monster.
Back in time? If you had a time machine and you could send somebody back, you'd find a prisoner because it's only one way. Now you find a prisoner, you could go back in time and you say you can kill Hitler. Would
yeah,
you?
They did this on that new Twilight Zone or something, or maybe it was one of those other
shows.
Well,
really?
Where they sent somebody back and they killed Hitler as a baby.
Yeah.
And then Hitler's mom adopted another kid and that kid grew up to be Hitler.
Yeah. But my premise of this is, would you have to send a prisoner back to kill, maybe say he's like 5 years old, would you still do it if the guy was a pedophile?
And
I mean, would you? I mean, you know, it's Hitler.
If the guy was a what are you saying?
Well, you're sending a you're sending a prisoner.
Yes, the prisoner is the pedophile.
Sure. The prisoner. Well, yeah, you're sending the premise is you're sending a prisoner
really,
back in time to kill Hitler.
He's really into 5 year olds.
But in this case, the only one available that can do it is a pedophile. Would you allow it? I mean, obviously, he's going back to kill Hitler as a baby.
What's the fact that he's a pedophile have to do with it?
Because he's gonna
molest him too, and then kill him.
Oh,
or maybe not kill him. But that's the quandary.
Okay. So don't get the pedophile to do it.
Well, no, it's the only option you have. Why? My question is, everybody's upset about the fact that a guy's going back in time to have sex with a child, but not the fact that he's going to murder a fucking kid. That's what everybody says is, well, not him. Well, he's going to kill him anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, all these moral things. What else did you watch?
That's interesting.
You can't do that, though, because he's going to go back and do that to Hitler, and then he's going to have, like...
Then Hitler will molest all the Jews.
Yeah, but then he'll molest everybody. Like,
I guess yes. I would say yes. Ah,
get over here, Mengele.
You can't do it.
I guess you. I would say yes. Then
no. Nope.
Well, if he kills him.
Yeah, but then he's gonna. He'll be out of prison and he'll be having his way with all the kids in Germany.
No, but we're going with the premise that he does hurt the kid, Hitler, baby Hitler. And then kills him.
Yeah.
And then maybe he disappears or something. And
yeah.
He goes
no,
back to
No, I'm not
jail.
Worried about what happens after.
The pedophile.
Yeah,
saying.
They'll kill him.
Okay.
I mean, it's World War II. Odds are he's not going to make it.
Well, it was really interesting.
Yeah, okay.
There's a bunch of other ones. You should watch them. They're on YouTube. Right.
Oversimplified.
Staff picks. Jeff, go ahead.
I'm picking that new Ricky Gervais series on Netflix.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah,
that does look good.
That starts...
I like the premise of it. What's it called, dude?
It's called Afterlife. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to... I don't think I wrote down when it starts, but it's coming out maybe this week or early next week.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And also AP Bio comes back. That was Joe Galois' staff pick from last week. That comes back on the 7th.
Awesome. You got one, Autumn?
Not really. I was looking at my Instagram. I seem to find weird things on Instagram, but...
Oh, I'll tell you mine then.
Okay, good.
American Gods Season 2 premieres very, very soon on Stars. Neil Gaiman's adaptation, delayed, by the way. Second season follows some behind-the-scenes turmoil, which saw several different showrunners. Uh-oh, this scares me.
That's because Brian Fuller, he always does one season and leaves.
Yes. Also gone are cast members Gillian Anderson and Kristen Chenoweth. Newcomers include Dean Winters, we can't go wrong there, and K.N. Kim. But anyway, I love that show.
It was really good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. Neil Gaiman, can't go wrong there. Mike Hall has a staff pick. And how can people give us a staff pick?
Staff pick is also on patreon.com/Tim Andrews at a determined tier that I can't recall.
That's right. Just go and find out for yourself, assholes.
Yeah. What am I, your mother?
That's what Autumn says. Mike Hall, not so much a question or staff pick, but more of a request suggestion. We know you all love and enjoy food, the eating, the preparation, finding the best or coolest places around to get amazing food. As a food guy, I enjoy talking about food and its preparation more than most people. That said, I'd like to ask what you might think about some kind of occasional segment every so often about food in and around town or things you've personally made yourselves that were amazing or something you'd like to share with your radios at large. Keep up the good work.
Me and Steph are always talking about doing this.
I think we should.
Having like a eat out somewhere. At a, like when we went to Hattie B's.
Yeah, but it never materialized. But we should do that. You could do that and go review places.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it by myself now, but.
Well, why not?
Because.
Jerk.
Because.
Go with something like Dan or go with John, Mark, or with Dustin.
We could at least do.
I mean, I'll go.
Include a staff pick. That's a restaurant that we enjoy.
Yeah,
I'll do it right now. Nick's Greek Food to Go.
I'm going to do it too.
On Memorial.
In honor of Mike Hall, I'm going to do Atlanta Pizza and Euro.
Hey, duh.
Sean Hall, a lot of Halls. My son has gotten really into Mike Rowe's podcast the way I heard it. They are short, tell a story, and are almost always have a twist at the end.
Mike Rowe is from Dirty Jobs.
Dirty Jobs, right. Yes. On the drive to Charlotte this weekend for the rugby tournament, he played about eight episodes in a row. Now, that's a good dad who will let the kid listen, unless he's got headphones. Also, because I'm a nerd who watches weird TV shows, I've been watching Document 72 Hours on NHK World.
What is that?
The concept of this show is they send a camera crew to some spot, restaurant, store, train station, etc., and they document the life stories of the people who come into those spots. Interesting life stories.
Ooh, that does sound good. Thanks, Sean.
What a NHK World is. Is that one of those?
North Hockey Korea.
Is that one of those?
Rusty Weinberg says, look it up. Paddleton featured on Netflix.
Starring Ray Romano.
Ray Romano.
And Mark Duplass.
I added this to my queue, but I haven't got around to watching it yet.
It's very funny, yet a very sad story of two best friends who lack public social skills, but gravitate to each other with kung fu movies and paddleball.
Duplass discovers he has incurable cancer and wants to end his life on his terms.
Not God's.
And asks
Ray Romano
to help him achieve this.
Some real funny parts, Romano-esque.
But real sad at the end. Great watch.
Great watch. Thanks, Rusty. I lost it at the end.
Oh, yeah. He also wanted us to know about the Earl Smith's...
It's the Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein.
Oh.
It was a typo.
So they're showing it in Marietta on October 18th?
At that cool theater in Marietta, The Strand.
We should do that. We should totally do that.
He says he wants to, us all to go. I mean, I can't go, but... Well, I guess it's in October.
You'll go.
I could go.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Mel Brooks, Jeff and I will eventually be on an episode of...
The Wilder Ride.
Two episodes, right?
Yeah, two episodes.
It'll be in April.
I think it's in April, and we're going to have those guys on the first week of April, I think.
I'm recording with them on the first
what April. What minute 1st. Are you doing?
The Watch Me Faggots one.
Nice.
Because that's my favorite part.
Nice.
I'm working for Mel Brooks.
So check out the Wilder Ride podcast. It's a deep dive into a minute-by-minute recount of the Gene Wilder movies.
Yeah, and this one was Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. It is available on iTunes, podcast, wherever podcasts are. You can also catch me on What the Riff. That is a podcast about music. And they look at a year. They look at decades. It's a great show. And if you're into music and you're a classic rocker and all that stuff, well, check it out. It's a really cool podcast, What the Riff.
That was the one where you were talking about The Who?
Yeah, talking about The Who.
I got to listen to that.
It was really good. And those guys that put this thing together, they don't work in radio, but they certainly run a tighter show than we do.
Oh, really?
Wow,
yeah,
really?
They're really good. So that's all I got for this week. Don't forget, after the show, if you're a patron, to look for the fun stuff. And we'll be back next week. Until that time, thank you to everybody. And please remember to
keep it canon.
Hey, everybody. It's Autumn. Hey, just wanted to give a quick shout out to everybody who's a donator on Patreon, patreon.com/TimAndrews. If you're not a Patreon donator, please go check us out. We have cool things that we're doing. We have a movie club. We have an ad level where you can donate $75 and we'll give you guys a personalized ad on the show every week, which if you extrapolate that out, which is I'm not going to do that, but I'm sure you can. that it's pretty cheap for an ad. So if you have a home business or something, we would love to shout it out. So everybody who is a Patreon donator, I'd like to personally thank you. Aaron Roberts, Aaron Williams, Adam Kelly, AJ Dysart, Al McMeekin, Alan Barker, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Hopkins, Andrew Mulatzi, Beth Van Elswick, Bill Crumpton, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Buck Moore, Chad Shepard, Chris Colhard, Chris Cosentino, Chris Knight, Chris Meitzler, Chris Weiland, Colin Oman, Dallas Walker, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, Darren Downey, David C. Funk, Dean Poole, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dennis Davis, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Gordon Green, Gwen Ketchum, Herb Lamb, Ian Stull, JB, Jamie Kirkland, Jeff Peterson, Jeremy Turman, John Bennett, John Sutherland, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Parales, Joshua Schiffer, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Beatty, Lauren Calderman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Luke Caniglio, Mark Jones, Mark Piero, Mark Weiland, Marty Johnson, Matt Carter, Matt Talley, Matt Taniglia, Mike D, Mike Hall, Mike Spittler, Nicholas Frank, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan O'Connor, Ryan Humans, Sam Wells, Seth Ingram, Sean Hall, Sherry Doherty, Stephanie Kaminsky, Trent, Wayne Blair, Wendy Muller, and Zach Pittman. Thank you, everybody. We couldn't do this without you. We love you. We appreciate you. We talk to you soon. Keep it coming.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.